comfy back there, isn't it?
Okay, the meeting will come to order. Next item on the agenda is our owner's rep, Todd Hurd, to review the Rural Healthcare District's RFPs. And between Todd and Dr. Burnett, we'll carry this item on. So, Dave, I'm going to kind of let you make any comments ahead of time.
Todd, I think at our workshop session that we had recently with the strategic planning meeting between ourselves and Rural Healthcare District and the board at the retirement center, one of our steps moving forward was that we would request an RFP looking at a construction site or construction of a CA, and the recommendation or the request from the county commissioners would be that we would like to have an RFP done for each site independently. And I think in our questions or some of our concerns have to deal with communications with the healthcare district, particularly as Scott, I think we had a communication from John McLean with Blue Room Architect, and he seemed to indicate that prior to selecting either site, we might need to have an engineering assessment. At any rate, our purpose here today is to pursue with our commitment to move forward with the CA and request an RFP at either site, the Pinedale Medical Clinic and the Big Piney Medical Clinic.
And you'll have to speak right into that, Todd.
I guess I'm kind of up in the air a little bit as far as what this meeting was for. How's that? I mean, I Mary emailed me the RFP, the draft RFP. I have gone through it, and I don't see, outside of a little bit upfront cost of doing the two sites, you're suggesting doing two packages.
That was our request, yes.
Which I can, I guess I'm, what I'm understanding is it gives a little bit more opportunity for more contractors, more architects, possibly.
Oh.
I mean,
if
or,
I'm reading you right,
or not, does it have to be one?
It's to determine the price on each site.
Oh, just to determine the price,
yes,
for each site. I guess now I got a question for Scott. Has that not been fulfilled already, a construction cost estimate for both sites?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about for both sites. We had a building committee who met. Well, first we went with John McLean, and it was decided that we would build a critical access hospital addition to the Pinedale Clinic and do renovations of both clinic buildings, so that, including the Marmolton Clinic renovation, so that it could be the ER part of that clinic could be a branch hospital, so that we would have critical access hospital benefits at both places, the primary one being Pinedale. The engineering studies that are referred to in there, and they have not been done at either place. John McLean suggested that the structure of the way that the both clinics were built may need, in addition to some renovations, just to do some separation, there may be additional. Trying to think of the right term for structural elements that would need to be addressed and looked at and see if they change. The biggest thing is about wood structure versus metal structure, one meeting hospital standards and one not. Where the clinics didn't meet that, there's structural elements that may need to be wrapped and have timber. If there's timber roofing, they may need to be wrapped in cleanable surfaces, I guess, is the thing we're looking for, hospital standards. So there's there's a technical engineering review, and I don't know what kind of engineering it is specific to that, but a technical engineering review to see what kind of renovations would be needed in the two clinics to separate the emergency services of the two buildings from the clinical services of the two buildings. So that's all that's addressed in there, and none of those engineering services have been done.
Okay.
Now, I believe what the commissioners are talking about, they've been discussing, if I understand correctly, the concept of building a hospital in Marbleton and a hospital in Pinedale, or one place or the other, and that's not addressed at all in our RFP.
Yeah, I noticed that when I I read through it.
And so that, I don't know what they're looking at there, if that's what they're asking for.
So where did the $4 million come from as far as the probable cost now?
From John McLean's numbers, and we also sent out to a couple of construction companies. Jacobson gave us based on John McLean's preliminary drawings, Jacobson Construction and Hogan Construction consented to give us just some contractor costs that they thought based on what was proposed.
And that's why I assumed, that had been done, you know, as far as the probable cost, because I know they didn't just pull these numbers out of their pocket, I guess is my thought. I guess I got to go back. Who suggested design build?
Our building committee. We had a building committee comprised of, 10 people? Bob Jones and Matt Murdoch from the town of Pinedale, Ben Jenkins from the town of Big Piney, Jack Hunter, who's retired from Hewlett-Packard and was in charge of a lot of construction projects. Jim Albritton, who's also involved in construction. Myself, John Mitchell, Jim Latta from the county commissioners.
I'm not arguing the design-build.
I'm just telling you, we had this committee and we went together. We looked over the CMAR prospects. We looked over the design-build. We discussed which we felt was the most efficient cost-wise and time-wise for the type of project we were doing. It's a very small project construction-wise. $6 million seems like a lot of money, but it's significantly small. As we're talking hospital construction, it's a very small number. The consensus of the group was design-build would be more efficient, more cost-effective, accomplish what we needed to get accomplished.
And the players typically play along a little nicer. I don't disagree with the design.
They play better together for that kind of a project and our needs, yes.
And the only reason I brought it up is you know, if we went to like a CMAR, and we had 60% drawings or something, that's the reason why before the meeting started I was asking what's the preliminary drawings.
You know, just a floor plan,
and so you're talking probably 5% or something. So it's not really enough. There's not enough design there to get a good cost based on the preliminary design. A CMAR, you typically would get up to like 90% design before you started looking for prices from contractors. And that's the only reason I brought it up. It doesn't mean that we can't come in and do. Or have someone. I'm not the right person. I can tell you that as far as a hospital, getting a good cost estimate prior to starting this RFP, I'm sure we could get several people to give us a budgetary number is what we're looking for. I'm assuming, right?
Right. Tom, if I could just make some comments.
You know, I think for our discussion from our workshop, the commissioners had concerns about getting an RFP for both sites. And Scott, I know you weren't able to be in attendance, but it was discussed at that meeting that your futures committee had looked at the building sites of both Pinedale, Piney, and Daniel. And under your comments for the building site, pros for Big Piney were that it would be faster, quicker, cheaper to build, and that it could, the startup would be sooner. From the commissioner's standpoint, I think we have a concern. I mean, we at least want to get an idea if that's an accurate statement or not. We want to be able to look at what it would cost to build the Caw in Big Piney as well as the one in Pinedale. And Joel, you can take this from here. The other discussion we had was with regard to the RFP, and that would be that we would request an RFP based on the design build as well as the more traditional model, which would be the CMAR. And I think that was our discussion from that workshop.
That that reflects my understanding of the discussion, and I think in looking back at the information that either Scott or Laura forwarded us from Blue Room Architects, it would seem to me that you need to visit with John McLean and find out what was behind his recommendation for the engineering study. It seems like that we need to have an answer to that in order to best design an RFP. And I guess I'm not an engineer, and that's what I'm making that comment, but I want you to respond to it. Wouldn't that make sense to you?
Yes, it would. I mean, looking at the RFP, I mean, none of them's rocket science, and they've done, I'll be honest, it's well put together from some that I have seen. And I guess one of the questions I have is the contract through the county or is it through the health board?
The county owns the buildings. The contract will be with the county, and the county owner's rep will need to supervise the project. That's my understanding. It's either that or we deed the buildings all to the healthcare district and the county gets completely out of it. And I think the indications are, as of the work session, then the recommendation was that the county retain the buildings and the county needs to then be in control of the accepting the RFP, putting out the bids, just like it, because it's a county-owned project.
Okay. Anyway, again, going back to the RFP, it is put together really well. I've got a guy in my Wenatchee office that is very familiar with these types of projects. I'm going to email him this for his review. But like I said, as I was going through it, the biggest thing that I had seen there was the owner side of it, and then of course the dates. We'd have to figure the dates out. I just lost my train of thought. Oh, the design you're saying is just a floor plan, but if we send this RFP and we have architects that say, well, I would like to have that floor plan digitally so I'm not starting fresh, is that something that would be available?
Let me follow through just a little bit, if it's okay, commissioners, it's the floor plan, but the total RFP, the total preliminary design includes the floor plan for both buildings, and in addition to that, what is called a functional plan, which describes the uses, the services that the hospital would provide. And the two together form the complete preliminary package that was sent into the Wyoming Department of Health for review, for a preliminary review, which is the requirements they have first a preliminary review and then a final review. and that was sent in to them. So the floor plans of both buildings with proposed changes and additions and the functional plan of the services to be provided in the hospital are a combined package that they would need to have to work in order to understand what the design requirements, design needs would be. And they're all available digitally, yes.
And on that same note, as well as what Joel was saying, if where these are county-owned buildings, one thing we need to add to the RFP would be that the contractors, the DBs, are required to get what we call instructions to engineers and architects, because that has some guidelines of certain finishings, certain heating systems, few things in that is kind of the standard of the counties. And just
at the time that this was prepared, it was not known who was going to be doing what on this, and so
anyway, just that's just a heads up.
There would be changes to those.
And I think that's all that I had as far as what I seen on the RFP. But I, like I say, I do have Dave looking at it as well, because he's more knowledgeable than I am. There's certain things, you know, that we need in here to protect the county, you guys, and the contractors for that matter. And it's referenced in here. And I think it's done very well. Personally,
I'll pass that on to my committee.
So,
anything else you need at this point, Todd?
No. Do we want to try to get a better detailed cost estimate on both buildings?
I don't think we have a cost estimate at all on the Marlton Big Piney Clinic. And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, you were at that workshop. Am I summarizing this correctly, that was our request going forward, that we need an RFP for each site to look at those cost comparisons?
Absolutely.
So that's not in the $4 million?
No, it's a separate.
May I ask a couple of questions, make some comments here?
So go ahead.
One is, I was surprised by Dr. Burnett's comment that we recommended that Marlton as a hospital site would be cheaper and faster, et cetera, to build.
Excuse me, Scott, I did not say that you recommended that. What I said was that your futures committee report, and looking at both sides, listed pros and cons for each building. And under your pros for the Marlton Big Piney Clinic, you listed cheaper, faster,
well,
easier.
I understand you said that, and I don't remember that, so I'll have to go look at that.
Okay. I was trying to bring it up. I don't have it on this computer.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like I said, I didn't recall that we proposed that. There are many reasons. We chose the Pinedale site for a number of reasons, and they're all still the valid reasons. In terms of cost, as John McLean replied in the email that he received a copy of from when after the workshop, when Melinda asked him to respond to the cost, what he says was, it's essentially going to cost the same to build the hospital, whether you build it in Marlton or whether you build it in Pinedale. And so I'm just confused at why we're thinking it's cheaper, that we don't have absolute, someone says it's going to cost absolutely this dollars, but we know that it's going to cost the same to build to add four rooms to the Marlton Clinic as it is to the Pinedale Clinic, because the clinics are identical. And so I'm just confused as to why we're still looking at two sites, or if we're gonna build two hospitals, and what it is we're trying to accomplish. The RFP included the cost to do the engineering studies. What it sounds to me like what you're asking, and again, I'm just trying to get clarification on this. It seems to me like you're wanting to hire an engineering firm to do the necessary studies at both clinics to then determine if there's going to be a cost difference between building one or another, an advantage. And there could be a difference in the seating structure, I just don't know. But is, so it seems to me that the RFP you're asking about right now isn't the cost to build the hospital, it's to do the studies at each of the two clinics, which is a totally different RFP than what Todd has there. So I'm just kind of confused. And
okay. I'll say it again, that I think the county commissioners are interested in looking at an RFP for each site to try to determine whether one would be cheaper or easier. And Melinda, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because in your request to John McLean, you asked for a response to the question of would it be cheaper, easier, quicker to build at the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic. And John gave you a rather extensive answer, but did not answer that question specifically. And it's also in that response that he mentions, or that he states, that prior to any building, that an engineering assessment would need to be done prior to determining building site or budget. And that's an email that Laura sent me that was your request to John. So, Scott, this is where this is coming from.
I understand, and that's very true. That needs to be done. We haven't spent the money on that because we had no permission to do anything, so it was money unwisely spent until we were at the position. And so, yes, those studies need to be made. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying I'm not understanding what this RFP you're talking about is accomplishing.
Well, I'm not an engineer. I'm not an architect. I'm not a construction guy. I think I've made that clearly known in the past. But as an observation, I think there are some structural differences that may be advantageous to a cheaper site in Marbleton Big Piney, which are not at the Pinedale Clinic. The number one of which is that ambulance barn that we have, which is a closed-in area that's already got bricks and mortar, that already has electric heat, so on, that's adequate size, that perhaps might function as a size large enough to put 2, 3, 4 hospital rooms. I don't know. Those are just questions that have come about in terms of the building differences. I think the county commissioners, I know we have a fiduciary responsibility to our constituents in terms of spending their money. And I think it is a valid question for us to have an evaluation or study done so that we can then justify our decision to our constituents down the road in this process. And I think that's what the other commissioners have in mind or concern as well. I think that was some of our conversations leading up to this work session that we had.
I think, Scott, one other thing in my mind that this study might help resolve is it came up in our session last week. The question came up by the order in which we build whatever it is we're going to build. Is there a way that can be done that would cause the federal dollars to start coming back to us sooner than otherwise? And that's a question. I think Melinda's working on part of that question for us as we speak. And the engineering study might help determine that. I don't know that for a fact. It may be more of information from the federal agencies than anything else. Is how can we do this in a way that the revenue would start returning to us sooner rather than later? But it did seem like, and that's why I asked Todd to contact Blue Room Architects, that this engineering study may help determine, number one, what the cost would be at the Big Piney end compared to the Pinedale end, and it would help answer those questions. So I think
in order to properly design an RFP, we probably need that information.
May I respond?
Go ahead.
I'm understanding all this, and I'm not disagreeing. So what I'm hearing is that you need Todd to prepare new RFPs that are totally different than this one, exactly specifically for these engineering studies that need to be done in each building and whatever site evaluations included in that. Where, what this was an RFP to do the hospital design as we have it. And the core part of that was to do these engineering studies. What I'm hearing is that you're wanting Todd to do RFPs to get those engineering studies done. You're ready to spend some money on the engineering studies that are necessary before any more design can be done. And I think that's a great idea.
I'm not sure we need an RFP to do an engineering study. Todd, would you answer that?
Well, I'm do I need this?
Yeah.
Sorry. What's the relationship with Blue Room?
Blue Room was hired to do some preliminary designs for hospital.
Do they not have both plans of existing buildings?
You're talking the existing plans?
Yeah, existing in Marbleton,
yeah.
And Pinedale.
They do.
My suggestion would be, and I can make the contact to find out what, is it John or Mark?
John McLean.
Find out what it would take for him to value both buildings. He's already got the information. And I'm not suggesting.
My understanding is he's not qualified or able to do that. At least he's never offered him. No reason not to talk to him, but just understand that he's the one that said you need to hire some people to do these engineering studies. So that's what you'll hear from him, I presume. But yeah, talk with him.
Do you have his contact?
Yeah, we get it to you.
I will make that contact. And I can email all you guys.
I believe Belinda has a question. Belinda?
No, I have a question for you. So there has been no pre-designed conceptual design for the Marbleton to become a hospital like there has been for Pinedale. So there will be no footprint for an engineer to work off from. So do we need to rewind and work with an architect to be inclusive of all those services that will be needed to even rise Marbleton to the level of a small general hospital, which is the first requirement that needs to be met?
Well, as I remember at the very front, when we toured both facilities, there's a lot of similarities between the two buildings outside of
ambulance bay.
Right, the ambulance bay being enclosed in Marbleton versus open in Pinedale. That's a good point. That's a good starting discussion with possibly John. I don't know who. It sounds like he's staying away from the cost. I'm surprised that he does this type of work and he doesn't have the ability to do a cost estimate.
Well, he did a cost estimate.
Not to the engineering one.
He has money in there for those studies. I mean, it's not like they were left out. It's just that the point is that before any final designs can be done, the engineering studies need to be done so that they can incorporate into the design whatever changes need to be made in order to create the final design. So it's not that there's not money in there. Part of that, his estimate includes that. It's just that's the first step. So if we were doing that based on this design build, the very first thing that would have happened if we had a contractor was engineers would have been hired to do these engineering studies.
Right.
And so what I'm hearing the county say is we need to get those engineering studies done now, and we will use that to help determine which site we want to build the hospital at. And I'm saying I think that's a great idea.
I mean, it might be money ahead to build Marbleton.
The study has to be done at both buildings at some point in time. I understand what Melinda's saying, but we're talking about the existing structure, not based on a floor plan. We're just the existing sites, no matter what the floor plan is. And I think that can be done. We don't need more floor plans on on either building. We just need someone who wants to spend some money now to
just an analysis on which site.
And what these both sites, under our concept, both sites are going to be renovated to a hospital standard as far as the existing emergency structures. And so that was going to be done for both sites regardless of where the hospital is. And so I think that's what I'm hearing that needs to be the next step. And I think it's a great time to get ahead and get it done.
I guess I'm, like I said, I'm not the architect or the engineer, and I'm not, I'm clear on your question, Scott. It may be spot on in terms of the direction we need to go. I guess I'm having confusion with the terms used, engineering assessment and RFP. I would assume that if you're going to do an engineering assessment on those buildings, that they would at least have to have some background information of what you plan to do with that building.
Correct.
And do we do the engineering assessment prior to requesting an RFP? I'm confused there. Because engineering assessment is a term that came about just recently in the response from the architect, John McLean. He's the one that suggested prior to selecting any building site that an engineering assessment would need to be done. From our workshop, which we had, our direction was that we needed an RFP to determine building cost, and maybe these two are mutually inclusive, whether looking at building costs, answering the question of whether one's cheaper, easier, can get online or get on service quicker. I think that's what our concern is, how to make that, or how to justify the choice between those two building sites. Am I stating that correctly, Joel?
I think so.
I think, and Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand it, the engineering assessment looks at the types of things that Scott was talking about. What's it going to take to, what standard has to be met to make this building meet whatever it is we're going to meet. In order to do to put out a request for proposal, that information needs to be available to potential contractors, because that's going to change the cost of the square foot of what it's going to cost.
Correct.
So it's going to change what their bid is based on that engineering assessment. Am I right in that?
You are 100% correct. I want to back up. I wasn't at the workshop, but the RFP that you was talking about originally, at the very start, I'm now wondering if that wasn't discussed to have an RFP to get these engineering assessments complete. Is that?
Could be.
It may be. When we had our workshop, the term engineering assessment, we were not aware of. That was something that came about just in this past week in an email from John McLean in response to Melinda's question, would it be cheaper, easier, quicker, whatever, to do it at the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic. It was John that suggested the engineering assessment. From our workshop, our consideration for an RFP was twofold. Number one, we wanted to get an RFP for both building sites in order to try to determine one cost over another. And the other concern that was raised that the commissioners would have to consider would be, are you going to do that for a design build, or are you going to do it with the construction manager at risk? My understanding, that was the two discussed topics and points of where we go forward with on this RFP. And you gentlemen can chime in anytime if you wish.
I guess the only thing that I'm concerned about was we have two sites. We have a decision to make that where is it going to be? The only way we can decide or make any, an educated guess or a decision is to know how much it's going to cost one to the other.
There's work going at both places anyway, right? A certain amount.
Well, again, dependent. Based on the functional plan and preliminary design that we currently have, is there were a four-room addition plus some other building, the four patient rooms plus some ancillary construction additions to be put at the Pinedale Clinic, and renovations in the ER to separate the ER department from the clinic department. They have to be, there's a separation that has to occur, not necessarily an absolute space separation, but a, help me, it's
barrier, life safety.
Life safety issues, passage of air between the two. The clinic needs to be separated from the ER, so the ER can be isolated as a more septic day, and that needs to be done. And on our proposal, that was going to be done at both buildings, but only the Pinedale Clinic was going to have additions built onto it. The only thing happening at the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic was the separation between clinic spaces and ER spaces, so that ER could be a branch of the hospital rather than a physician's clinic, which it currently is. So if we're going to reverse that and put the patient rooms down in Marbleton and make the ER in Pinedale a branch of the hospital down there, then yes, the same things need to be done at both. If we are building a hospital with four patient rooms at each place, then those renovations would still need to be done, but then there are additions being built at both ends. So I'm
The separation at the ER has
but
to
the separation take, between the ER and the
take
clinics,
place at both locations.
Presuming that we're going to, that would be, it makes sense that would be done no matter what we do. It makes sense to me and to our board that we separate the ER at both clinics from the clinic facilities. So, yes.
There seems to be a lot of decisions that have to be made after it's determined where it's going to be.
Yep.
And it's all along, it's been about, are we going to do a CAW? Well, it's pretty much evident that we probably are. But now the monkey wrench got thrown in, and probably by the county commissioners, is we'd like to see if it may be in Marbleton or Big Piney, or is it going to be in Pinedale? We don't know. What's the cost? How quick can it be done? Is it quicker to do it in Big Piney, Marbleton, because there's not as many or as much brick and mortar? These are the parts that we don't know. So when we start getting into all the acronyms and all this kind of stuff, I get lost. And so consequently, I don't mean to oversimplify, but I believe we need a cost estimate to build a critical access hospital in Pinedale, and a cost estimate to build a critical access in Pinedale, in Big Piney. It's your turn.
Good.
You're good. I guess, so my question to you is, do we want to advertise this in the paper for, and I'm going to suggest, as against all my religion, that this goes to architects as far as evaluating the sites. And do we want to advertise that in the paper for proposals to do that?
For architects?
To come, they'll be able to evaluate each site. I can't even believe I'm saying this. better probably than an engineer. I mean, we call it engineering assessment, but an architect is a builder. I mean, that's what they do. They will probably, they know square footage prices, they know concrete prices, and they know what it's going to take to each one of these sites to make it into a hospital, a critical access hospital. That's what they do. And that's why I would really like to call John and talk to him, if that's okay with everyone. I knew he's going to want it.
I guess I feel like Mark kind of got thrown into the mix here. We've all been working on this. You, for example, a long time, us shortly. We need to give him a minute or a couple, a week at least, or some time to do some homework and get his head around all this, too. Amanda, you had something to say?
Just with it being healthcare facilities, you know, in what, not only the outside of it, of the cost to outfit it, but the inside, you know, that cost and everything. I mean, I just, again, an architect going and looking and saying it'd be cheaper here because there's this, or it'd be cheaper here because there's that, but don't we need somebody who kind of understands hospital requirements to get that cost?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So, okay. So in if we advertise it in the paper, we will ask for that background because not every architect does hospitals. I mean, you guys went through. I was involved at the front end, and you guys went through several different avenues before you found that the right choice in John. And so we need to target what we're building.
Right.
And you're 100% correct.
Okay. But,
because we're not gonna pull just, you know, a house architect to come in and look at your site.
Don.
No. Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right. We're all good.
We're confusing marks.
And I do, I appreciate it. I mean, Mary called me a week ago or so and says we're in trouble. No, she didn't say that. But and so I've had this RFP and I just didn't know. Now I'm up to speed. Let's start with contacting John. I'm going to rely on a couple of my associates to give me a little bit of guidance on who. It's somewhere between a planner and an architect, but this is a unique animal because we're converting healthcare to a hospital. It's something I don't know anything about. I wished I did, but I don't, and I'm sure these guys back here have all learned a whole lot since this process has started. But that's my suggestion. Let's start with John. I can get something in the paper if that's what we want to do. It may be a matter of contacting a couple people and say, what will you charge us to do this, to fulfill this? I know we have the plans, the existing plans already, which is a big part of it. A lot of them can look at it on their computer and say, well, we're going to have to change this, and this. And they may call me or they may call another structural engineer or whatever to get some costs for footings and this type of stuff. But they will be able to give us some good numbers. With my Dillons up here over the last 3 years, you know, we're looking at 9,000 square feet and we got a $4 million budget on it. That's just under $500 a square. That's probably pretty realistic. That's probably real good numbers, because that's about what we've been seeing. I mean, a little less than that, but we're not building hospitals. And so, anyway, I better shut up.
Okay, so we have a path forward there, and I think with that, I'm going to ask Dave to talk about the request to have the next work session.
Maxine's got a question, maybe before you get into that.
Do you have a question before this, Maxine?
I want to make a comment, not a question.
Okay.
Professionally, I've lived through two major hospital renovations and continued construction. And to me, one of the most important things is to have the people who are going to use the building involved in it. We have a construction committee now, and I would like to see them involved in Todd now. You can have people who know nothing about building hospitals building them, because they can do the structure and then they put the oxygen in later and stuff. And that can be a disaster. So I would like to see our construction committee involved with Todd and in the workshop with me.
I think that's one reason, Maxine, we're suggesting Todd start out by talking to Blue Room. They're the ones that they were working with, and they're the ones that would have the best background about that. So that's.
Well, we have people on the construction committee who have that background.
Right, and their ideas are valuable as well. So that's how we plan to move forward. Okay, Dave.
You had a request from Laura Clark for us to convene another work session, and I had indicated to Laura that we would talk about that today at the meeting and try to get some times that might be equally, or where we might be equally available to do that. The commissioners are going to be in Cheyenne next week, so I think our earliest available date would probably come after January 30th. But I would, Scott, if you've got any time constraints or any ideas regarding this. And then I guess the other question would be, do we need to have a response or some information from Todd before we have our next work session? So this is open for discussion.
If you're a week out, I'll have some answers within that week.
So Scott, have you got any ideas in mind when we might, whether it's particular days of the week or when?
We really don't. I think Laura's suggestion was that as commissioners, you come up with two or three dates that might work for you guys. And then we'll bring that to the board. There'll be a board meeting tomorrow night. We can then, if we're able to get those dates today, we could take them to our board meeting tomorrow night and look at and say, this one works for us, and come back to you with that kind of thing. I think that's probably the simplest way to move forward.
We can sure do that. I guess, do you have any constraints or concerns, whether that is weekday, weekend, weekday preference for morning, afternoon?
Kathy said she prefers evenings or weekends, so.
So does Wendy.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind, and I will try to let you know something by tomorrow evening.
Just send it direct to Laura, if you would.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other comments? I think we've probably done with what we can get done today. Melinda, do you have anything to add?
No, I just the footprint for Marbleton, I guess, is, I mean, John hasn't even done that as far as hospital level services, so I'll be curious to see what that looks like, because the staff were so involved in the pre-design of In Pinedale for some of the reasons Maxine's talking about, flow, layout, knowing what we already see, accessing lab, radiology. Marbleton does not have a space for a CT scanner, which would be a difference that would need to be taken into consideration too. So I guess I would ask that if John reaches out to me, can I visit with him on behalf of the district?
I would certainly hope so.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just
and I guess that before we have our meeting or workshop, we have some, Todd, you said you can get some information to us, but that's really where we are right now, I believe, is not at a standstill, but until we get some kind of concrete figures of which way we're going, I'm not sure what we have to discuss.
Well, I think there's a lot to discuss. Laura had some concerns, but I think we're looking at reasonably 2 weeks out. Because we've got next week obligated, I think we're going to be into the following week. If we want to do it after hours of the weekend, then we're probably looking at the first Saturday in February. So hopefully we can get some direction to move forward by that time.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that.
Do we need a motion?
No.
Don't know for what. We've given Todd directions.
Okay,
so
that's
what we need. Okay, well, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it.
I guess we need to pay some bills.
Yes.
You can. Talk to her.
Probably just to start right here. Yeah. You bet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It is terrible.
No. Good job.
Thank you. I look forward to work there.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I actually do. You have cookies.
I have cookies. Yes, I have cookies.
No,
okay.
Now, wait a minute. What can I bring? What can I bring?
Well, I think Max got that covered. The milk. If it's a weekend, I will have the donuts here at the beginning. If it's a morning, and somebody will arrange to have coffee made. I personally think you ought to have a motion and make sure that brain failure, your chair, Andy is responsible for it. You can do that.
For coffee,
yeah.
Since he's not here.
Yeah.
Kathy, those were not a reasonable request.
They were reasonable.
I said, you don't think those were unreasonable?
What were?
What I was talking
the coffee?
About. No, I'm talking about the other, looking at the other side. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How do we do that?
Yeah.
You took all the places, so we don't
Max learned at his spot. Yeah.
And you know,
how do we do this?
Got just only three spots.
We're just going to have to jam them in.
You got to move down one more line, Max.
Why?
You start clear at the bottom, Mac, yeah. And you're responsible for not going off
so
onto
I
the table.
I'll fill up your spot for a couple here.
All right.
We don't have to worry about Andy.
There you go.
Right.
This time, huh?
I enjoyed staying
quiet for
that one.
So
I'm
going
to
just cover me up.
So I guess I get to.
You get to listen to it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. But if you saw, the ambulance guy, I mean, we said a lot of Russian word right there.
I've been in it. And it looks to me like, it looks like that would be, do just what you said.
It's got a high ceiling, you can put all the stuff under the floor.
What's different is their emergency rooms are actual rooms.
Exactly.
Down there. And up here,
they're already closed in.
And that would seem to save some money, but.
It may not be, but it begs the question to look at.
It's a question needs answered.
Yeah, twice.
You did it twice?
It was one. You guys just went right by it.
You got that right. Here, if you can do left hand right hand, you can do mine.
Team you can get burnt with design build.
The Fetchit Golf Course opened up right after
work.
We saw
that.
Yeah, but you know what? I just got work.
I'm from
Bruce.
Yeah. You went to town. So, Joe, you think we're going to look at it Saturday?
That doesn't matter to me. You do it on a Saturday or on a weekday evening?
Well, if they want to, it might be easy. Well, Tom, you got all kinds of things going on. But
if I had a preference, not that I'm going to overrule everybody. Weekday is about right now.
Even if it's done start to 5 o'clock at night?
I'd rather do it during the day.
Yeah.
But don't worry about me, I'll make it.
The water's not getting hot.
As Mac would so eloquently put, I guess.
Because Andy's got work too, buddy.
Yeah, during the week he does.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good for an evening, either during the week or Saturday.
What do you think, Mac?
What's that?
Weeknight evening or Saturday morning?
I don't overdo my evening idea, do you?
I don't either. It doesn't matter.
I just assume do it on Saturday. But that's only says time travel.
It's my only day off.
Every day's Saturday for me, right? And not quite as bad as every day's Christmas.
I think I'm going to run out of ink.
Mary usually takes care of those for us between meetings.
Hey, we'll see you fine gentlemen.
All right, thanks, Todd.
Thank you very much. And good luck.
Yeah, we might need it. I'm going to do a lot of research on this one.
You have to have your hands full on this one.
That's okay. Doc, do you see any reason he shouldn't talk to Mark Drost?
Okay, are you guys
deal for
something? Doing good?
We're getting them all on there.
If he wants to, fine. Mark's a facilitator. Mark's not a...
You got the rubber band?
I mean, Mark knows exactly where we are in terms of this request and what we want to do.
Don't throw him a dock.
If you want
to get anything. There are suggestions. Yes, possibly. He might be able to suggest you.
Well,
it's just, I don't know.
Well, we just need to work with the hospital people.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we're building.
Absolutely.
The cost of that
versus throw it under the bus.
Well, and there's big concerns. Closed duct system is a big concern.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a challenge at both places because it's an open duct system right now. And that's going to be a cost, a major cost. I thought I had Mark's card.
I can send you Mark's card. For Mark Cross.
And I don't know if that's important at all.
Yeah, I don't think it.
I'll send you his contact stuff.
Not as much on this.
That'll work.
Okay, Mary, Dixie State University, $115 for a cell phone extraction. What is a cell phone extraction?
Let me guess.
That's investigation.
Yeah, that would be the cops trying to extract some dead phone.
Investigating.
So that's something that university would have a capability?
Yeah.
So.
I got my list here.
Premier site development. Retainage, is that payoff for
on
what?
The
county
wall.
Attorneys?
Mm-hmm.
And I see we got a $10,000 bill for Title 25.
We got quite a few bills for Title 25.
Is that just one? I was going to ask that. Is that just one Title 25?
We probably need to look at the voucher. Oh, I have a copy too.
Oh, okay.
It's this thing that we need to look at. You know who we paid?
Well, it came out of the county attorney's budget.
But we don't know who the vendor is.
St. John's.
Oh, St. John's.
Okay.
I just have a St. John's right here. $10,000 right here.
That's yeah. it.
Is that the going rate for them taking one time 25?
No, that's. They're all different because there's another one here. Just for $350. This whole mess that we had one Title 25 that had a total balance of $611.83, which we paid $350 on. Then we have another one that's over $15,000.
For one?
And that was the $10,000, yeah. For and that one? Was the $10,000 payment.
Sorry, so that's so. How do they determine? Is that determined by how long they keep them, or you know?
I don't know.
That'd be a question.
There's a contract. Mm-hmm. There's a contract. We have a contract.
I think we're going to discuss this one while it's down.
Okay, what other? You got some other ones?
Just questions.
Okay.
Not concerns. The propane from AmeriGas.
Yeah.
Everything, it's hard to get. Anyhow, they all look like they're pretty similar except for the annual one for Butch, which is almost double.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to heat that shop out there for
yep.
their fingers.
Yep.
Is there anything we can do? Because I know that sometimes in it, there's no insulation in it.
Well, we have.
So, is there a. I mean, I think we'd pay for the installation if we did it.
We have a plan out there that's kind of way out there.
What?
We have a plan out there that's kind of way out there to build a new facility to accommodate the fire department, the annual fire department, and the road in one facility up at the same place.
Do you see that being in our future as a budget?
Yeah.
So that's probably why we're not worried about insulation.
Yeah.
How soon is that looking?
Depends on when we get the firemen. Shad and the firemen are the ones that are working on the plan for the most part. They're doing some master planning.
And that's been also parking for the two graders. Well.
That
at that point, are we going to dispose of that building then?
The building's a POS.
We'll just tear it down.
No problem.
That's got a dirt floor right now, I think.
It has a dirt floor. No insulation. Huh? The floor?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been out there in a long time.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been out there in a long time yet. Last time
I
was there.
I guess I just looked at it. Well, unfortunately, I got stuck.
Yeah.
And that's why I walked over there to get a ticket to pull us out. And noticed, well, we didn't look peeked in there. So I don't know.
We did some work on the doors and did something to it in the last 10 years to keep
it
usable.
We haven't done much out there.
Wouldn't it be worth just spray foam on the ceiling to finish the insulation and that'd be good? I mean, is that something we should look into, or should I just let it go?
Well, what ends up happening is that, of course, we'll have to put out an RFP, and we'll have to go to the fire marshal. And it isn't so easy just to go out there and do it up. You got to go through all that whole thing.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. And
we have a really hard time getting Bush to do those things. We're going to have a hard time getting Bush to do those things. Because he'll just go hire his best buddy to go out and fix it up.
Is it something Bush could do when he has a homeowner cancellation?
No, because we're still going to have to go through the fire marshal.
Okay.
If you had to fire sprinkle that building, it wouldn't be worth it.
No, and that's, you
well,
know.
You really can't do either one of those. There's no water.
There's no water to do it in.
Right. There isn't any water at the fairgrounds either, and they made us put in a $140,000 deal there to sprinkle a tin shed with the dirt floor.
Tank of water.
All right. I'm starting to see that.
Yeah. It ain't
it's crazy.
Easy. It is not easy.
So the obvious is hard to get your head around. I mean, you'd think insulation and just move on, but not the way it works.
Nope. What size tank is that out there?
Either. I can't tell you. I just
as compared to the other guys.
I just seen maybe they didn't fill it last month.
Well, that's it.
So that's
without
why
without knowing what size tank we got and how much we did.
And maybe it was filled. So there's a lot of unknowns there. It's kind of, I don't know, but I did notice that most insulation is gone. It's just the ceiling.
Things for you guys too when you get done with your stamping.
So, Mr. Crane, was there a lot more to write about today? Have you got 25 pages yet?
That's 20 today.
Who does these what?
These vouchers.
Fold these things up, carry.
Oh.
We handle each one of those 8 times before we're done. Is that like the most stupid thing you've ever heard in your life?
And there's no way to...
This is as good as it gets.
Imagine signing
it. It seems quite antiquated.
It is. Joe asked me
and
one
when
time
I'm saying that, it's really antiquated.
Joe asked me one time, he says, if you could do something that would improve county government, what would it be? I said, get rid of vouchers.
But give everybody a credit card.
What would you go to?
Get rid of all this paper crap. See, because when you get...
And here I am asking.
So you have an invoice.
That's what we do at the school.
Yeah. And then they have to... Well, and at school, you got to do purchase orders. At least we don't have to do those. Yeah. But you have to sign the voucher. Well, okay, so somebody sends you a bill. They didn't send you a voucher. So then you got to send that back. And you got to get a signature on a voucher, and then you put all that stuff together, and then you put it in the system, we fold them up, and you guys look at them, and we have to handle them 2 more times before we're done after you guys are done. So it's the most ridiculous thing there is. We could run this place on quick, guys.
So would it be appropriate to ask the auditors if there's something simpler that they...
It's statutory.
So we go to the legislature.
That's right.
So why don't the clerks work on that?
because if we open that door up, guess what's going to happen?
It'll get worse instead
It'll
of better.
It'll get worse instead of better. Oh, and the auditor just loves these. They like to look at them. And they make sure that everybody signs.
So, like, they don't have anything to do?
Well, I don't know. With today's meeting, since Andy's not here, they'll make sure that Andy didn't sign any vouchers today since he's not here.
It'd be funny to just have you stamp one of them.
Yeah.
See if they picked up on it.
Yeah.
Test them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just testing them.
They're on at the end of the year. They're going through individually again.
They go through. They do a test, like a test deck, and they pull a certain percentage. Oh. Yeah.
There's one. I'm looking for.
The last one. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now you secure these.
I do. I take them home and pay my bills with them. So start watching the bank statements.
Oh, I guess that'll pass.
Okay, a question here on this one, Mary. The fuel from Carl.
Yeah.
He's a bulk delivery guy.
Yeah.
How come we're getting $35 and $100 and $46 if he's delivering bulk? It would be on page 5.
Because, okay, so like the $96, that's going to the transfer station. Each one of these places are budget. I mean, he's delivered X number amount of gallons of stuff, but these are broke out by budget. Okay.
So they go look at their monthly budget and say, we have this much money? And
no. What they do is they call around and they get the cheapest price that day when it's time to go get gas from the vendors. Mm-hmm. And then they go with the cheapest guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they have them go around and fill everybody. So they're filling at the fairgrounds, they're filling at the
road bridge. So his tank just wasn't
empty. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the county owns all their own tanks. They just.
Right.
Okay.
So, for example, 614, I don't remember who that is.
615 is the fairgrounds, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
My cheat sheet out, I'm not that.
You haven't got that chart of accounts been right yet, Bob? Come on.
Go back and find my cheat sheet.
So you, okay, you answered that question. My next one is Department of Health being sort of renting vehicles, I'm guessing.
Oh, let me tell you that deal.
We
okay, so the Department of Health, we rent a vehicle from the state because the nurses are state employees and we can't insure them. We can't put them in a county vehicle and insure them.
Okay.
They have to be our employee to be able to insure them. So the cheaper, better, make better sense plan is to pay them $325 a month.
And the next one you mentioned was at Dixie State University.
Yeah, that's for investigation.
Gary Brink, total $1,500 oven repairs. That was under this building. Page 7, bottom.
Maintenance department.
Rendezvous Point.
Huh?
Ovens at Rendezvous Point.
Oh, I've heard stories about those. They're horrible.
They're horrible.
So, this month alone, we've spent $1,500 on ovens.
Yeah. How did you get the pitch when you went with Andre that we need to change the ovens?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
get rid of the whole bar to get Vikings.
Is that solid pitch?
Probably. The only.
Well, if we keep doing this, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably is because I don't think.
Good enough.
I don't think the ovens cost us. maybe $6,000-$7,000. There's two of them. Maybe it's
worth it.
Yeah.
$1,500 this month.
Well, when this guy shows up, it's $7,500 or $761. So
would it be beneficial to tell them to report to get some prices on some ovens?
No, maintenance gets prices on ovens.
Okay, maintenance. Do we want to follow through on that? Or are they fixed for now?
Are those the same brand as at Pioneer Center?
I don't know. I know these ovens over here, they were the cheaper oven, and they behaved like a cheaper oven also.
My next question is Billman Technologies. Monthly maintenance fee.
That's for all of the law enforcement software applications.
Okay.
For the distractions.
And you sent John's for $10,000.
Right.
That was just that one. Yeah.
Okay, here's my question.
So it's obvious we're all picking out the same ones.
The St. John's one. If we had a critical access on it, would that money come into the county?
Would it stay here?
Would it stay here versus going to Teton County?
Depends on what kind of services those people need. Mm-hmm. If we can provide the services that they need or not.
So, okay.
And a lot of the problem that we have here is we don't have the mental health.
Right.
Services that they need.
So, last a liner.
But that's a medical issue that goes down the road.
Yeah.
That if you could see that 5 years previous you were spending thousands of dollars, you could hire somebody to keep the money within the county if they were hired full time to work with the jail. Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah.
Musk, they got a small community and they made a point of telling me they do their own Title 25s, and I wasn't on the ball enough to ask, well, do you have the mental health capability? I mean, it's not just a physical hospital room. Can you be able to treat them to take care of them? What's that?
Rich called me the other night.
Oh, did he?
Yes. And I
is he your mentor?
Yeah, he's my mentor.
You good. You'll like him.
Well, and it was Old Home Week. And so we talked for probably a half an hour just about people that I knew, that he knew.
Right.
Because, see, that's where I kind of grew up.
And,
Didn't know that.
The homestead was north of Lusk. And so that's where I spent my summers.
You guys want to do a couple bonds?
Lester Weiner, food reimbursement. Just curious.
Probably the search, I would imagine.
No.
Search and rescue.
I just wasn't sure how she was affiliated with everything.
Okay.
That's my questions.
There you go.
He was a commissioner for 18 years, or he's been for 18 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
He's the longest serving commissioner in Wyoming right now.
Is that Richard Labber?
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Just for sake of conversation, my mentor also got in touch with me.
Where's he from?
I forgot his name already. Kimmerer.
I've got to get in touch with my mentee, and I am not.
Three
yet.
Choices. Kent Connolly.
I'm not sure. I was at work hammering on their backup alarms going. It was busy. So I can't.
Who's my old buddy? I got an old buddy.
We kind of left the conversation.
Lincoln County.
Lincoln County.
Could have been
Kent, Jerry, or Paul.
Oh, Jerry, yeah.
Might have been Kent. I can look it up because it come in my.
Paul Jensen, right? Not Paul Jensen. We
left it as in Cheyenne, we're going to get together.
Yeah.
Mine is what we're going to do too. Terry Wolf from.
Terry.
Oh, I know Terry.
He's been there a long time.
Yeah, that's what he said. 2000.
Past president of WCCA.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. I look forward to it, so I'm looking forward to his team.
He's a good guy.
And I looked up world to see Washington County and look at their numbers and boy, they're dirt poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to have oil, but they don't anymore.
Yeah. PILT money is
huge,
a bigger percentage of their budget than any other county.
Yeah.
They wouldn't survive without PILT.
Yeah.
And I've never understood why, because they don't have the population.
I don't know why they get so much money.
It's not just based on acres.
No.
They get money from PILT, but they don't get much money from anything else.
What is PILT?
payment in lieu of taxes, that's what you get from BLM.
Oh, okay.
For the feds, for the non-conforming, yeah.
So when I was reading the handbook for all the employees,
you should know that from school.
The employees say,
we
just want to maybe someday, not soon, just go through this thing, because it says full-time employees are denied those employees who typically work 40 hours or more a week. We have a lot of part-time employees working 40 hours. And I know that's not a problem now, but...
We have part-time employees in the summer. We don't have very many part-time employees.
The Rotten Bridge is usually running a couple.
In the summer, as well. Okay. And they run some in the winter. And okay. That's it.
So, and then here's the one that... county's not responsible for any damage or loss of employees' personal possessions. And it goes on more, but it just made me think of if something happened to...
Somebody's stuff. Yeah.
I mean, as simple as a fire.
As far as having their stuff in the county
vehicle. Yeah, you know, we mentioned it.
Or on county property.
Or on county property.
Trailers.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I know it's been fine. I ain't worried about it. I just wondering if we should.
Good idea. Let's talk about bonds. I have two. I have a bond for Nancy Toley, who is the treasurer for the Redstone Upper Green River Road Improvement District, and one for Betty Cheney, who is the bookkeeper for the rec board. So for you new guys.
We all signed?
Yeah, just sign some spot there.
I started high enough so there's room for everybody if we scrunch it up.
The county treasurer has to have a treasurer or anyone that's receiving money for these agencies has to have a bond on file with the county to be able to receive that money. So that's what these are. So the different districts or the boards all have a bonded treasurer that's filed with the county.
So, workshop. I'm going to...
Why don't we adjourn first?
Which part of our...
Okay.
I think I'm on track. That's what we said we were going to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Let's try and get it timed.
First week
in February?
I'm going to suggest the first Saturday in February.
So, Andy said this morning when I talked to him, he's fine with workshop. Needs to be Saturday after 5 or Friday. So
Saturday
is good.
To be the 4th.
After 5.
No, he's talking about after 5
after
during
5
the
during the week. Yeah.
So 9 o'clock is reasonable. That's what we did last time.
So February 4th?
Yeah. I'll
float that one out there.
Send this to Laura and see if that's our suggestion. See if they're in agreement with it.
I worry about jumping the gun a little bit, not having enough information from Todd.
Can I borrow your pencils?
Cause I understand.
Do you worry about that?
Yes.
You can have.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right.
It's not very sharp.
Do you have that same concern on anybody else? Outrunning Todd with his workshop?
He may need some time.
Well, I don't know. That's just my feeling.
How about if I put it February 4th or 11th, depending on when we get
the
information.
Yeah, they want a couple dates to pick from, and maybe we'll get lucky and they'll pick the 11th.
Well, I mean, we may have to go with the 11th if that's our concern on getting the information, so I'll throw out February 4th or 11th, depending on...
Well, and you need to check with Mark also.
I tentatively did, and he's cleared up. Of course, the later we go... towards his tax season, the more tighter his time gets.
Yeah.
But I will check with him.
Yeah. Fire department thing?
The day we come back.
Oh.
From Cheyenne.
Okay,
guys, the next CLG meeting is February 9th on a Thursday in Kemmer.
So it's not
tomorrow. So it's not tomorrow.
It's not tomorrow.
Okay.
No, Alpine's tomorrow. CLG is, I mean, not the 19th. It was the 19th, and now it's the February.
February
the
9th. Yeah, it was.
So Todd's last day was 19th. Heard, is that correct?
H-U-R-D.
At 10 o'clock in Kimmer.
10 o'clock in Kimmer, yeah.
So,
and I guess if all of us are going, we should try and just...
We'll figure out how
we'll figure that out.
Get it together. So, direction or... Email Laura, telling her that tentative dates would be February 4th or 11th, depending on when we hear from Todd on his report back to us.
Yes. Sorry, I was trying. I had something else on that day, and I figured out what it was.
I may have something on the 11th, but I don't know. But
I guess preferably I'd like shoot for the 11th just to give Todd some
plenty of time.
Lead
yeah.
time, yeah. I guess pencil that in until you.
Right.
So
you can discuss it with him tomorrow, right?
I'm about to pee my pants.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, time out.
Yeah, time out.
And we're are we gonna get a phone?
When I talked to Billy at lunch, and he said all he needs is your phone numbers to get the thing started. So
okay. We'll
give him your phone numbers, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay.
So you guys are all good with keeping your phone numbers? And
yeah. So if somebody...
Keeping your phone number? Do you want a new phone number?
Oh, yeah.
Number?
No.
Just, new phone number?
So how
keep
that works is if I... My county phone number is James Bond 007. But if I have my other number, which is the one I just gave you, when it 007 rings in, it goes through this one, and my phone rings, doesn't matter who's calling.
You
I
can't tell.
My phone.
You can't
doesn't
tell.
Matter.
Yeah.
You just have to answer and smile at night.
Oh, absolutely. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So not next week, but a week after, maybe we'll look at talking to
Ron.
Maybe Tuesday work for you?
Sure.
January 31st?
Pencil it in. Really? 31st, huh?
So, next week, Tuesday, let's pick you guys up at Sandraw, like at 10.
Sounds good to me.
And then, Tom and I'll come and get you.
Okay.
Probably between 9 and 9:30, I imagine.
So we're all
30-minute meet to Sandra.
We're all going together.
Yeah,
we make it.
We got to whip through Boulder and go get them.
Yeah, we'll just whip down and then hit the speedway, right?
Yeah.
Speedway back to Sandra.
Yeah.
It's not very far.
Okay.
No.
45 minutes.
That should get us there.
Oh, won't take
what
that long.
Do you want to meet?
Okay.
30 at the most.
30
for Sandra.
Yeah.
From you,
Joel. Where do you live from?
From Boulder.
Nick Nichols.
Well, I'm closer to Boulder than Nick.
Okay, all right.
What are you, 13
and a half miles. Yeah. And Nick's probably 16 miles, I imagine.
What time would you and I like to leave here?
Between 9:00 and 9:15.
If you leave here at 9, you'll be at my place at 9:30. We can be to Sandrall at 10.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay. We can do it.
And then I will, how about this? If I will gather little packets for you guys, because I've got your room reservations, I've got your conference reservations, and I think Shad's going to provide you with a list of firemen bills that and their positions on those in case you need that.
Are there some bills the firemen are concerned about?
Yeah, but he's got about 6 or 8 that the firemen are concerned about. Then we'll get the materials together from Amy. And that get that figured out.
Sure.
And maybe, I don't know, I'll talk with her. Maybe there's somebody we should have an appointment with.
By the treasurer's going. Something.
I think that's urgent enough. I agree with the appointment thing.
Don't you think? Maybe
we don't need to wear coat or nothing, none of this evening crap or nothing. No.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just wearing.
Just like what we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Do we need to bring a coat or anything or bring one for any occasion?
What do you.
I.
You guys are mostly in meetings. The only thing.
See, I was thinking about that legislative dinner or whatever. I don't know anything about it. We can go like this.
Yeah.
You can. It doesn't matter.
I think so.
Sometimes I'll wear a tie.
It's pretty casual. Are you going to the Jonah building? To lobby, do you think?
Yeah, probably. Part of the time
wherever
we'll
Joel
be out
goes,
there.
We'll
so
be going.
Do the legislatures, when they wear
They wear
shirt
Jackson,
and tie?
Yeah, they wear jackets and ties. Okay. The legislators do.
So we don't need to pack
if,
that sort of thing.
If you're going
to go to the Jonah building.
If you're going to be before legislative committee, you wear jacket and tie. And
yeah.
Have to have your county...
Yeah, you have
name
a county
plate.
Nameplate.
Do we have
Can we
one?
Have a county nameplate?
You'll,
you will when
you'll
you get
there.
One.
Yeah. Okay, Cable, so I'm going to re-ask this question. Do we
take a jacket and a tie with you, just in case.
Because I don't know whether we're going to be at this Jonah building or not.
It doesn't hurt to take one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
take one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll figure out who might be the person you need to talk to on the money thing. Can't hurt.
I think Albert's also a good contact there. He's in that.
Yeah.
On appropriations?
He's on appropriations committee, so.
Yeah,
maybe
that'll
Albert
be helpful.
Would join us in our meeting.
Probably not.
We'll have
probably
several
not.
Albert.
Right.
Probably
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have dinner with the legislatures. I'm sure we'll see Albert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Albert will be at our dinner.
He'll be there unless you've got a committee meeting that keeps him up all night. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens, yeah. They don't make it, so.
Sounds like a busy time.
When we have your next, not the next meeting, but the second February meeting, I talked to, which is on the 16th, it's on a Thursday, I talked to Rich Greenwood about doing a GIS presentation for you guys.
I had a note, I forgot to bring it up for that exact thing. When I was looking at these GIS stuff, I said he needs to do a presentation to us about what GIS the county's doing. And
right, and we're getting ready to do some new stuff again. We're going to do, I'm going to go up and meet with the Teton County Clerk and Assessor. So this is really crazy. Back years ago when they decided that they were going to identify parcels of land with a unique number, the clerk up in Jackson said, well, I'll assign those numbers. Well, she's the only one in the state that started that. It was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those are, none of the rest of us do, because it's the assessor's job, and you know, who wants to get in that fight? So anyway, Rich talked to me about a month ago, and he said, so you need to start doing this. So Janessa and I sat down, and we agreed that we could get along, and we could do that. So we're going to go up and see how Jackson does it. But my office will start assigning PIN numbers.
But they all have PIN numbers on them already.
They do. But when you bring in a new parcel to record that doesn't have a number on it, then we would assign that number right there when it's recorded, as opposed to now it's assigned after it's recorded.
Okay.
So we'd assign it at the counter as soon as it was, you know, as soon as we had it. So that will change GIS a little bit, but that will identify those unique parcels of land, make it better. So we're going to do that.
So where are we at, Mary, on the project? you were doing, that I had hopes you could come in and identify a piece of land on a map and then be able to trace the ownership back to when it was homesteaded?
We have all of that scanning done, because I contracted with...
I know you contracted for somebody to do that.
I contracted with Sherbel, yeah, and they scanned all of the documents. So all the documents in my vault have been scanned and are available digitally. Mm-hmm. But we haven't released, we're just in the process of getting ready to release all of that to the public so that you could go in. This PIN number thing will help that. Some of it you're going to be able to get, but some of it you're still going to be stuck with having to come in to look at, to be able to go clear back to just run title on a piece of property. But anyway, so that will help. But yeah, we're getting
close. That's what you call it, running title on it.
Yep.
From today... Back to
the when it was patented.
First time when it was patented.
Yeah.
That would really be a historical thing
be
for being able to do. Really so. Interesting.
But we did that. We did that scanning project for two reasons. One, to preserve the documents. And the document, I don't have original documents in my office, but I have copies. But the copies, after so much use, because people come in and use them, they start to wear out. Some of the stuff, the printing has rubbed off. Some of the old documents that we have are inverted, so they have black backgrounds with white print, and they're really hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole scanning thing has improved all of that, made those documents have lots more life. And we have them in digital form. We've got them at archives. So if anything should ever happen to our facility, we've got them backed up, and we could recreate the vault and all that information. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, and we've done the same thing with the road files. We just kind of have finished that, and we're going to do some more. The guys are working on it. They found some old boxes that they liked, so they've been scanning some more stuff.
Did you get your files back?
Not yet, but they were working on them yesterday. I went looking for
them. Good.
So, but I have the old road files also that Mike wants to scan and put in too, which were the files that were originally, the original road files were drawn by Kurt Feltner. Kurt Feltner was the first county surveyor, and then he eventually became the county clerk, but he made drawings of the roads. So there aren't easements and all that kind of stuff like we have on our roads now, but they made a record of where the road was in the county by sections and
sections
townships and those types of things. And then it also designated on there when that road was declared a county road, because some of those were done before we were counties. Or we were sublet county, that we were part of either Fremont County or Lincoln County before we were sublet.
Mm-hmm.
So historical information is pretty cool. And it would help us possibly in an RS-2477 deal. So, but yeah, we've got some of that stuff that we're going to scan into those road files. So
I was thinking the same thing as what Skyler brought up. His information might help us also in the future as far as documenting that it's been there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things the guys were saying out of those boxes, the old files that they had, they've got original signatures for documents that were done in the late 1800s that match water rights.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pretty excited about that stuff. But anyway, so that's that. So anyway, I'm going to schedule Rich up for the 16th to give you a little probably hour presentation on GIS. It'll be a deal that we'll put up on the screen, and you can look at it, and then you'll be able to use it at home, or you can also sign up on your phone.
That'd be good.
And it's got all kinds of the layers on our GIS. We got all kinds of stuff. We've got really good aerial photography, and we keep it updated every few years so that we can look. And it's a big deal for the assessor's office, helps them with their assessment schedules. But we also have, we've got all the election districts on there. We've got the hunting areas. We've got
tax rolls.
The tax information is in there. Ownership, of course. County roads, subdivisions, everything that has to do with the land is a layer on that mapping system, and it's really powerful. So it's pretty cool stuff.
How much did it take to get your email put on your telephone?
About 2 minutes. You had to go let him type in the password on your phone.
Yeah, that's easy.
Password for my phone?
You have to get into their server.
Oh, I don't have a password for my phone.
You have to have a password to our server.
Oh.
You have to have a password. So I mentioned spring break is on the 3rd through the 7th, and we move that meeting to the 11th of April. We move that meeting to the 11th. And now Lego is from the 17th to the 18th. And we don't have to change any of it, but if you'd like, we can.
When's the second meeting?
18th.
11th and 18th is what we picked. We moved it from the 4th to the 11th. But I won't be here the 18th.
Do you want to move it back to the 4th then?
We could switch the 11th to the 4th and the 18th to the 11th if you want me to be in both, or the 18th to the 25th, or don't worry about me.
Would you trust us to go ahead without you?
Everybody but Doc.
I understand.
I deal with it every day.
And we don't have to change any of it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
It doesn't matter, but yes. It's easier now if there's five of us. Why don't we move it back to the 4th and have it, the normal process would be the 4th and the 18th, right?
Yeah.
You still miss one, but you're forgiven.
I'm still going to miss it.
Give me your peace and your state.
So we're moving the 11th to the 4th.
Yeah. If you guys would like. I was just letting
you. Good family.
So then I have two other positions or spots that need to be filled. There is a group in the courthouse called the Courthouse Security Committee, and Jim Latta used to sit on that as a representative from the commissioners, so we need to replace Jim on that committee.
What exactly is it?
The committee is concerned about courthouse security. So it's chaired by Judge Tyler. Members are, let's see, the court security guys, so like Tygo Branson, the sheriff. I'm on the committee.
How often do they meet, Mary?
Twice a year. It's a really big commitment.
I'll volunteer.
I was going to say, I'll do it too.
Well, you can have the next one.
What's that? I'll take the next one.
Can you get the next one?
Yeah, that's the Alaskan contingent. We go twice a year to Alaska.
I think maybe you should give us all of our options before I say anything.
Before we sign up for something, huh? Yeah.
I've seen how this works.
Yeah.
So my next one, of course, now this is...
I'll take it.
No, you don't want it. You can't have it. This is the P&Z seat that Tom vacated. So...
Oh.
I'm going to advertise for it, but I'm going to wait a little bit and see if we've got what Bart's schedule's looking like as far as meetings are concerned. Because last I heard, I don't think they're even having a February meeting yet. So I want to get somebody, you know, get it going so that they got something to come to instead of saying, oh, geez, we aren't going to meet until July kind of thing. So.
Is that something we might need to do some calling around to get somebody interested?
We might, but there might be some idea. What?
You.
There might be some.
Got a couple solid people in mind.
And sometimes there are people that contact the planning and zoning office and let them know. So. Then in your email, you had an email that came from Kip Dana, who is the director of High Country Behavioral Health.
Yeah.
Requesting a letter of support for their grant application to the state, and they had all their information and stuff. I have the letter ready for you to approve and sign if you want to. They provide a little bit of service to us for our treatment court. We have a contract with them for treatment court, and that's about all that they do as far as any kind of contractual business with the county. But
do we pay so much for that?
Yeah, we pay so much for that. It comes out of the treatment court budget.
Okay.
But that's one of the requirements.
So do you need a motion to approve?
To approve the letter.
Is there a motion to approve the letter?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
I all the business I believe I have for you. And I want to apologize for leaving you high and dry last meeting.
Well, glad you feel better.
I didn't even want to breathe on you.
Yeah. Didn't work. I had it.
I got sick anyway.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
For a week, that damn flu going around. I was down. Been there a week before I got out of it. It's miserable.
I went home and went to bed at 10 o'clock and woke up the next day like at 2 in the afternoon.
I had it for that Saturday meeting. That's why I wanted the Kleenex. Okay, we need a motion for adjournment.
We are adjourned.
Okay. There you go. I got your guys's. I just seen my first.